Katleho Mapai, who is the chief executive at Yoko. It's a payments system operator. You were listening to Jonathan Oppenheimer there. Your client base, the sort of companies that the South Africa Future Trust is intent on helping, or at least the employees of the sorts of companies that you support through your business, Katleho.
Hi, Bruce, and hi to all your listeners. Thanks for having me on. Absolutely. So the SME sector has been hit very hard because of the situation. And we really see our responsibility as bringing as much clarity to the situation as possible and also sharing as much information as possible about what's happening with our customers.
And so interesting because you published some data which kind of also reflects a report from Bankserv and economists.co.za, which has shown that credit card and debit card transactions have fallen off a cliff. So the sort of levels that you might see, there's more activity on Christmas Day and on Easter Sunday than there's been in the last couple of days through South Africa's financial system. It's extraordinary to see how it's dropped off.
Yeah, I mean, it's been quite tremendous. You know, from the moment the president announced the social distancing through to the announcement of the lockdown itself, we've seen sort of 80 to 90% drop off in transaction volume across segments like food and drink, healthcare and beauty, and retail. So it's been quite an eye opener for us. I mean, we anticipated it, but when you see the numbers actually coming through, it's very difficult.
So tell me what you are seeing. I mean, there was fairly normal activity. Then there was the state of disaster declared, and then the lockdown was announced, and there was this huge spike up, and then this fall to almost nothing, no activity at all.
Exactly. I mean, you've described it perfectly. I mean, from the week after the lockdown was announced, we saw a 50% drop-off in transaction value. And then from the week the lockdown started, it got to about 80, 90%. And it's been across all these sectors, except the essential ones.
And so what are you reading from the data that you are seeing? Just how much trouble are your customers in? Because you've got 75,000 merchants that use your handheld Yoko devices, the card machines. What is the data that you're gathering from those machines telling you about the state of SMMEs?
Well, it's basically saying that businesses that are not operating as essential services are effectively not able to trade. So they have to hunker down during this lockdown period and, cut costs, get down to the bare bones and really try to think through how do they want to come out on the other side. So in a way, a lot of these businesses are being forced to pause. I think if you imagine this past week was all about just coming to terms with that, we really advise that now businesses focus on what do they look like coming out of this. And it's a great opportunity to learn, to look at resourcing, to engage the community, to really brainstorm on ideas to come out of this, and also to understand how they can get access to some of these funding sources that are being put out in the market. So we also see ourselves as playing an important role in this. We have a Support Small campaign. We have a page on our blog that's dedicated to COVID, and we're going to be launching a resource center at the end of the week. We see ourselves as being really responsible for helping to put out the right type of information to help these merchants through.
What sort of information are you going to put in that resource center?
So basically here will be training material, how to get access to capital, just anything that can help the business owners through this period.
Thank you, Katleho Mapai. Katleho Mapai is the chief executive at Yoko.